It's good to be connected. And for future reference, cell phones don't float. I've had some pretty bad phone trouble this semester. Yes, sir. First, I accidentally dropped my phone in the toilet. Yep, it fell out of my pocket and in it went. My heart sunk as I realized what had happened, and some sort of raging thought of, "You can save it," ran through my brain as my hand plunged into the porcelain bowl without a moment's hesitation to retrieve my outdated but nonetheless reliable piece of technology. Alas, it was too late. My trusty phone was dead. Oh, crap, I thought. What the heck am I supposed to do now? First, I answered myself, I'll go to the bathroom, which is what you're doing here in the first place. After task number one was completed, I borrowed a friend's cell to call my house in a panic. My mom saved the message just so she can have the sheer joy of watching me listen to it when I'm home. Now that the situation is rectified, I can see the humor in it. I wasn't exactly capable of doing so at the time of said disaster. Luckily, I was mere 3 weeks away from earning a cell phone upgrade from Verizon Wireless, so my parents went online and got me a new phone, and within a month or so, I was connected yet again to the world I'd briefly lost. You should know, though, I'm definitely more careful about where my cell phone is when I go to the bathroom. Another little cell phone mishap occurred when I was packing to come home for Christmas break. I was on the phone with my mom at the time, and she asks me blatantly, "Make sure you have all of your cords and your cell phone charger packed." I laugh to myself because she's always saying that, and I don't recall ever leaving anything crucial along those lines behind ever. That was until now. "Don't worry, I've got it right here," I assured her as I pulled it out of my backpack and twirled it around my fingers. I will never really know what exactly happened right at that moment. Did I, after messing around with it for a few seconds, put it on my desk to be forgotten in Des Moines? Did I actually put it back in my backpack only to lose it at the airport while looking for something else to do? Will I come back to the dorms in a few days and not find the charger for another week before realizing it got mixed up in a pile of things I decided not to bring home? Who knows? What I do know is that when I needed to charge my cell phone, I realized I was very much without a way to do so. I searched all through my backpack and suitcase and could find nothing that even remotely resembled a phone charger. A week or two later, we ordered another online, and another week later, it arrived, and I immediately plugged my cell phone in to feast on a much prolonged feast of energy, and once again, I was connected to the world. Cell phones are valuable things. Valuable, but not indestructible. They're not impervious to water, and they're not some sort of solar-powered device. They need to be kept dry and charged. Hopefully, I'll remember that for the next time.